Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional word for today was written by Mike Whitmer, and it's titled, Who Are You Wearing? The Argentine women's basketball team came to their tournament game wearing the wrong uniforms. Their navy blue jerseys were too similar to Colombia's dark blue jerseys, and as the visiting team, they should have worn white. With no time to find replacement uniforms and change, they had to forfeit the game. In the future, Argentina will surely double-check what they're wearing. In the time of the prophet Zechariah, God showed him a vision in which the high priest Joshua came before God wearing smelly, filthy clothes. Satan sneered and pointed, "He's disqualified, game over." But there was time to change. God rebuked Satan and told his angel to remove Joshua's grubby garments. He turned to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you." Zechariah chapter 3, verse 4. We came into this world wearing the stench of Adam's sin, which we layer over with sin of our own. If we stay in our filthy clothes, we'll lose the game of life. If we become disgusted with our sin and turn to Jesus, He'll dress us from head to toe with Himself and His righteousness. It's time to check. Who are we wearing? The final stanza of the hymn, The Solid Rock, explains how we win. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you." Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here. Listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring my servant, the branch. See the stone I have set in front of Joshua? There are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for drawing us into a relationship with you. Thank you for washing away our sin through the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf on the cross, and for making a way to restore our relationship with you. May we remember what you've done for us each day and extend your hand of friendship to our friends and family who don't know you. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.